facing a charge of murder.
A security guard who was captured on CCTV footage removing a 2-year-old child from a trolley at an Umhlanga shopping center earlier this month has been granted 2,000 rand bail by the Verulam Magistrates Court. In the video, Ntando Yenkosi Bulose is seen approaching a trolley, picking up the child and walking out the store with the child in his arms. Minoshni Pillay reports.
Bulose faces a charge of kidnapping. While he's been granted bail, it comes with certain conditions. He cannot be within the precinct of the mall that he formerly worked in. He must also report to the Intezuma police station every Wednesday. The video that went viral has sparked fears for many families, especially at a time where shopping outlets are busier than usual.
South African Airways says it has put measures in place to accommodate passengers affected by its cancellation of its flights between Johannesburg and Mauritius. SAA says it had to cancel flights SA190 and SA191 due to adverse weather conditions associated with Cyclone Calvinia around Mauritius, which has led to the closure of the airspace. SAA spokesperson Tlali Tlali.
SAA remains optimistic that it will be able to operate flights on Tuesday. This means that we will operate 2 flights on the day out of Johannesburg to Mauritius, as well as 2 flights on the Tuesday out of Mauritius to Johannesburg.
And the outgoing head of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, has called for the global financial sector to help raise funding for clean technologies, saying the world will face irreversible heating unless firms shift their priorities soon. Carney has raised concerns that the financial sector has begun to curb investment towards fossil fuels far too slowly. The BBC's Roger Harriban reports.
As head of the Bank of England, it's been Mark Carney's job to warn about the risks that would lead to a financial shock. 5 years ago, he said firms investing in fossil fuels could see their value plummet as nations took steps towards clean energy to protect the climate. At that time, only a handful of major companies were factoring climate change into their planning.
The top story at 1 o'clock, Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula is calling on law enforcement officers to say no to bribery and corruption.
Thank you, Nadia. Holiday vibes things still in the mix for the next 30 minutes. Hoisin volume from Mr. Tumulo's song.